That said, we're on to the main event in a galaxy far, far away, because I had heard rumblings of Star Wars Unlimited being shouted out at the end of last year, and I'd seen influencers like Pleasant Kenobi, a big magic creator, already getting some of his Creator's Vaults and some of that other good stuff. But I got my first chance to actually like look at it in January, and it's a crying shame on my part that it's taken so long to arrange this chat, but still, better late than never. Warp speed isn't always reliable. So in the broadest strokes, for I do believe our listeners do have an above average understanding of card games. So in the broadest strokes, Star Wars Unlimited, how does it feel compared to like the actual IP? How does the gameplay feel? What's new and what's familiar?
I think it's a very well-designed TCG, and it's very different to anything most people have played before. So a little bit of background. Obviously, this is not Fantasy Flight's first card game. It's not even the first Star Wars card game. We had Star Wars Destiny around, like, what, 10 years ago? And unfortunately, you know, as we know, Fantasy Flight don't have the greatest track records when it comes to keeping card games alive. But I'll address that later on, because I've heard some things through the grapevine that does fill me with a bit of confidence. But yeah, the way I would describe the gameplay of Star Wars Unlimited is it takes the best parts of Hearthstone and combines them with the best parts of Legends of Runeterra. So the actual actions, the actual playing the game, like putting cards onto the table, taking actions, like winning the game, anyone who's familiar with like Shadowverse, Hearthstone, to an extent Lorcana, will be very familiar with Star Wars Unlimited straight away. But where Star Wars Unlimited differs from these other games is the pacing and the dynamicism, which in my opinion is one of the all-time like selling points of the game.